Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about horse safety concerns for all horse owners. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dr. Clay Cavender, Mississippi State University Extension Horse Specialist and Animal and Dairy Science Associate Professor. Clay, many people perceive horses to be friendly, especially the ones who are handled on a routine basis. So are there any safety concerns when working around or with horses?
Sure, there are. Definitely with horses being a 1,000-pound animal on average. And, you know, in the United States, there's a little over 9 million horses here in the state of Mississippi, about 113,000 horses. So a lot of horse interaction. That combined with the fact that horses are fight or flight response animals, and the fact that if they perceive a threat, they're either going to encounter the threat or they're going to run from it, puts people at risk no matter how much horses are handled or how safe horses may be perceived by the horse handler. But just following a few safety tips and knowing one's limitations when working with horses definitely can limit those risks.
What are some steps that horse owners can take when handling horses from the ground?
Some simple things. Like I see a lot of people that lead horses on the end of a lead rope, and that gives the horse a lot of freedom if they were spooked by something to run to the person and run over them, or to simply get away from the handler. So leading horses by keeping their hand close to the horse's halter on the lead rope, not leading by the halter, but keeping a close grasp of the horse. Also things like turning horses out. People walk into a turnout paddock and they just simply let the horse go. The safest thing to do is to turn the horse around to keep the handler between the gate and the horse, so that if the horse runs off because he's excited about being out or whatever, he has to turn 180 degrees to do that. Tying horses up, making sure that we tie horses to sturdy posts and things that are able to contain the horse, and also using quick release knots are definitely good ideas. And then little simple things like when grooming horses, keeping a free hand on the horse in case he moves into you, you can push him away or push yourself away. So those are just little things that people probably take for granted when working around horses on a daily basis.
Right, and also don't tie the horse up too loosely.
Exactly. Yeah, I see a lot of people do that where the horse can get his head on the ground. Next thing you know, he's got a foot, you know, over the lead rope and then pulling down a panel or pulling himself away from wherever he's tied to.
Right. And obviously, many people ride horses. So there are some additional steps that horse owners should take to ensure their safety while riding, right?
You bet. One of the most common things I see is people not handling horses with the proper attire. Simple things such as wearing boots. Everybody should wear boots when handling horses. Definitely not leading and handling horses with flip-flops or riding with tennis shoes, anything that can slip a foot through the stirrup and is a safety concern. Making sure you ride with jeans. I see a lot of people riding shorts, and that's just a simple safety concern from the rider's perspective. And probably most importantly is making sure that you take a prudent determination of whether or not you want to wear a helmet. A lot of people ride with helmets, and making sure that it's an approved ASTM riding helmet for horseback is important. Some people ride with like bicycling helmets, which are not going to protect the rider's head. Those things are definitely important. Also making sure that you pay attention to your surroundings, dogs running into a paddock, or simple things like a sack blowing into the arena can spook a really broke or gentle horse. Also, properly fitted and conditioned tack, saddles that are in good condition and repair so that they don't break, or cinches that come undone, or straps that are done in a safe, tight manner are going to keep horses from being spooked, or if they are, keep the rider be able to control them.
What about legal considerations with horses that you own?
Definitely, you know, there are some legal determinations with equine limited liability laws, though, keep us protected from that to some degree. And everyone who owns a horse should be aware of what those laws are and what limitations that surround those laws.
Okay, so if folks want to learn more about limited liability laws, they can just go to their search engine on their computer and type in equine limited liability laws, right?
That's right.
What about if they want to learn more about safety?
If you go to the MSU Extension homepage and kind of navigate through their livestock, horses, and come to the horse production page, there's a list of publications at the bottom of the page.
Okay, and that's at extension.msstate.edu. Today we've been speaking with Clay Cavender, horse specialist. I'm Amy Taylor Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.